You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Corey Murphy from Juno Cooperative Preschool. Welcome, Corey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So tell me a little bit about the Juno Cooperative Preschool.
Yeah, so I'm here to talk a little bit about the preschool, but also about a really cool event the preschool is doing this weekend, which is Family Farm Day at Swampy Acres. So a lot of people are aware of that annual event, especially those with kids. But hey, if you like animals, even if you don't have kids, everybody's welcome. It's kind of our biggest fundraiser of the year. So the co-op preschool is located downtown. It's for 3 to 5-year-old kids, and we operate during the school year. This is actually our last week of preschool right now, and I'm the incoming co-president and a mom of a preschool kid and a preschool alum. I went to Juno Co-op Preschool when I was 3 to 5 years old in 86.
Wow.
So it's been in the community for a long time. In fact, a lot of people listening probably are Juno Co-op Preschool alumni. So hello, everybody.
What's the philosophy of the Juno Cooperative Preschool?
Yeah, so it's a really unique preschool in town. So it is a play-based preschool, so really focusing on letting kids explore and kind of do things in their own way, at their own pace. So it's really focusing on kind of the social development of the kids rather than the really hardcore academic side, you know, sitting down and writing letters and writing numbers. It's more that becomes a learned thing in doing play. So writing signups because you're writing tickets for an airplane that you're going on, right? So you see your name written in that way. And then the kind of cooperative model of it is really that all of the families are members, essentially, of the preschool, and we all work together to help make the community what it is. So we have family jobs, and whether that's you're the Play-Doh family, or you help do the laundry, or you help with the guinea pig, or you're a board member. And then parents also do work days in the classroom. So you really, as a parent, get to see your kid in their learning environment, but also really get to know the other kids that they're around, and then their parents every day at drop-off. So it really is that we all know each other's kids. We all know each other as parents. And so it really is that kind of community feel, which you don't always get kind of in an educational situation. So it's really nice to have that, I think, for me as a parent, especially like the early when you're first putting your kids into school, to feel like you kind of know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really nice.
That's great. You all must feel very safe with
definitely
your kids there and everybody. Okay, so today, like you mentioned, you want to talk about Family Farm Day, which sounds like a ton of fun, and that takes place out at Swampy Acres?
It does, yep.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday, so the 18th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's $5 per person. Little ones who, like, can't walk, you know, that are in carriers or whatever, they're free. And you can be there the whole 6 hours if you want to. There's things there for everyone. There's, of course, all of the animals, which, you know, growing up in Juno, farm animals are quite the anomaly. So it's a really awesome experience to kind of experience those up and close. There's horses, and they have pigs this year, and a donkey, and so many different kinds of birds and chickens just free roaming around. Last year, my son's favorite were the peacocks. An array of peacocks that are just walking around.
Which is kind of surprising if you didn't know they're there.
Totally. And they also make the most unique sound of a bird. I'm not going to try to impersonate that on the air, but it's pretty cool. So that was his entertainment last year. And the year before, zero interest in any animals and just wanted to play with the tractors. So there's multiple different kind of tractors and machines. I mean, not running or anything.
Right.
But that kids can just crawl on and sit on and explore on. Then there's also petting opportunities. So they have their kind of spring baby chicks and baby ducks that you're allowed to sit there and hold. And they have a petting area for kind of some of their different rabbit and bunny breeds. And you can, you know, an area where you can pet the horse and comb the horse. And so not only do you get to see them, but there's definitely different touch opportunities for kids to kind of have access to those.
Yeah, tactile stimulation.
Yeah.
Is this an annual event?
It is an annual event. And to be fair, I was trying to actually figure out, like, is
how
this our 10th annual or 11th? And I don't exactly know that answer. It's been a while. And Wendy Smith and her family that own and run Swampy Acres have been amazing to work with and so generous to continue this kind of partnership with us year after year. We're a nonprofit preschool. And so, you know, fundraising is an essential part of what we have to do to keep tuition reasonable for students. And so this is a great way to be able to offer something to the community that's a fun experience for community members, but then also be able to support early education and support, you know, the teachings of our young children.
What are some of the preschool's biggest expenses? What do you guys use these funds for?
So the most of the expenses, I mean, we run a very small budget because we are trying to be conservative, but our teachers, right? It's really important to invest in quality teachers, and we have an amazing lineup of teachers right now. Mary and Linda and Laurel are just wonderful with our kids. I mean, that's the reason why a lot of people want to come here too, is just the reputation of the teachers. And we have a lot of teachers' kids in our preschool program. So I always think that's a good indication of things when you have, you know, school district teacher kids in your program, because they recognize good education experiences. And so that, and then just, I mean, operations of a preschool, supplies. I mean, we do a lot of fun activities, and there's a lot of paint that needs to be purchased to do all those fun activities.
Back to Family Farm Day, I read that there will be food carts.
There will this year.
So what are you guys going to have to eat?
Yes. So we will have hot dogs. We will have popcorn. We will have burgers. And we will also have just kind of some baked goods, an array of things. To be fair, I don't have the official list of all of the people right now, because that's a different person that's coordinating the food carts piece. But that's a nice thing, because that's been something that we haven't had in the past, and especially because it is during the day. I mean, kids are hungry at any given time during the day, so having those food options is nice. And it's also nice. It's the same day as the UAS on-campus event. And so it's also a great way to kind of hit those two events at the same time. You know, they're right there. So as long as you're driving out the road, you can kind of hit both things.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
What a Saturday.
Totally.
All right. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm talking with Corey Murphy from Juno Cooperative Preschool about Family Farm Day happening out at Swampy Acres this Saturday starting at 10 a.m.
Yep. To 4
and
p.m.
going till 4 p.m. And are you expecting a pretty big turnout?
Yeah, it's usually pretty pretty great. And Juno is such a good community, because rain or shine, I mean, farm animals are fun. So hopefully it's beautiful like today. And if not, just put on those rain jackets and rain pants, and the show will go on.
Well, thanks so much for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the preschool or farm day or anything we didn't talk about?
No, I guess the only other thing is if anybody out there is listening and they're considering preschool and have questions about the program or are interested in having their 3 to 5-year-olds enrolled in the fall, we do have a few spots left for our fall enrollment, and they can just go to junopreschool.org, and our contact information is on there to find out more information. And
yeah, you got a great website, real informative.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you all there.